Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Culture Warlords, My Journey into the Dark Web of White Supremacy is a 2020 nonfiction book by journalist Tal Lavin that investigates the online ecosystems where white supremacy, misogyny, anti-Semitism, and other extremist ideas circulate and gain force. Drawing on undercover reporting, Lavin enters chat rooms, message boards, and social media spaces by adopting multiple false identities, allowing her to observe how radical communities recruit, normalize cruelty, and turn grievance into ideology. The book is part expose, part cultural history. It links present-day digital extremism to older traditions of anti-Semitic conspiracy thinking, race science, and dehumanizing propaganda. Its purpose is not only to document hate groups, but also to explain how these movements feel ordinary, humorous, or even banal to participants while remaining dangerous in their effects. The result is a sharply written, confrontational account of how online subcultures can shape real-world violence and political radicalization. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, undercover reporting as a way to study extremist ecosystems. A defining feature of the book is Lavin's use of disguised online identities to gain access to white supremacist spaces. Rather than relying only on public statements or secondary commentary, she observes how people behave when they believe they are speaking privately among allies. This method reveals the social mechanics of extremism, who is welcomed, what language is rewarded, how cruelty becomes a test of belonging, and how conspiracy ideas are reinforced through repetition. The value of this approach is that it shows white supremacy not as a fixed doctrine, but as an interactive culture with its own rituals, jokes, and status games. At the same time, the method highlights the risks of researching these spaces, including harassment and psychological strain. Lavin's reporting therefore works on two levels. It exposes the movement's internal logic and shows the personal cost of getting close enough to understand it. Secondly, white supremacy online as a network, not a fringe anomaly. The book argues that white supremacist radicalization should not be treated as isolated behavior or a collection of disconnected eccentrics. Instead, Lavin presents it as an interconnected ecosystem spread across forums, social platforms, and adjacent subcultures such as incel communities, far-right influencer culture, and reactionary meme spaces. This framing matters because it explains how extremist ideas move from the margins into broader visibility. The internet lowers barriers to entry, accelerates repetition, and allows communities to find one another even when they are geographically dispersed. Lavin shows that the online environment does not merely transmit ideology. It helps refine it by rewarding outrage, providing social belonging, and turning hate into identity. In this sense, the book is less about individual bad actors than about the infrastructure that makes extremist self-radicalization easier, faster, and more socially coherent. Thirdly, the historical roots of contemporary hate narratives. Lavin connects modern white supremacist rhetoric to a longer history of anti-Semitism and racial pseudoscience. The book traces lines from medieval blood libel and other older fantasies of Jewish conspiracy through Henry Ford's popularization of anti-Semitic material and onward to modern alt-right messaging. This historical sweep is important because it prevents readers from treating online extremism as a brand new digital phenomenon. Instead, the internet becomes the latest delivery system for older ideological patterns. The continuity also helps explain why Jews remain such a persistent target in white supremacist discourse. Lavin emphasizes that anti-Semitic narratives often function as a flexible explanation for social change, allowing extremists to portray Jews as hidden manipulators, cultural infiltrators, or enemies within. By showing these patterns across time, the book clarifies that the language changes, but the underlying structure of scapegoating remains strikingly stable. Fourthly, how grievance, humiliation, and dehumanization lead to violence. One of the book's central arguments is that violence does not emerge out of nowhere. Lavin emphasizes the way extremist communities cultivate a sense of humiliation, entitlement, and embattled victimhood, especially among alienated men seeking status and meaning. In these spaces, dehumanizing language about Jews, women, immigrants, Black people, LGBTQ people, and other targets becomes normalized until violence feels morally justified. Lavin resists the idea of lone wolf terror as a useful explanation, arguing instead that attacks are usually shaped by a broader rhetorical environment that makes murder thinkable. This analysis is important because it shifts attention from individual pathology to cultural conditioning. The book shows how online spaces train participants to see themselves as oppressed heroes in a war against imagined enemies. That mindset is what makes propaganda dangerous. It transforms resentment into purpose and gives cruelty a political storyline. Lastly, a confrontational style that blends reportage, analysis, and moral urgency. Culture Warlords is unusual because it does not adopt the detached tone of conventional investigative nonfiction. Lavin writes with irony, anger, and dark humor, using a voice that is openly oppositional to the movement she studies. This style is not just decorative. It reflects the book's argument that extremism thrives when it is treated too politely or too abstractly. Her sharp prose helps expose the absurdity and self-delusion inside hate communities while still preserving the seriousness of the threat. The book also places heavy emphasis on the emotional and ethical toll of reporting on extremist violence, including the stress of harassment and the burden of sustained exposure to dehumanizing material. That combination of analysis and personal stake makes the book distinctive within the genre. It reads less like a neutral overview and more like an immersive account of what it means to investigate hate while refusing to grant it respectability. In conclusion, Culture Warlords will be most valuable to readers who want to understand modern white supremacy as a living online culture rather than a static political label. Journalists, researchers, students of media and extremism, and readers interested in anti-Semitism or digital radicalization will find it especially useful. Its main benefit is explanatory. It shows how hateful communities organize themselves, recruit through digital subcultures, and recycle older conspiracies in new formats. It also offers a clear example of how investigative reporting can be both intellectually rigorous and morally direct without losing analytical force. Compared with more detached studies of extremism, Lavin's book stands out for its immersive method and its willingness to connect historical anti-Semitism internet culture and the mechanics of radicalization in one account. It does not pretend that hate is mysterious. Instead, it shows how ordinary online behavior, repeated enough, can become a pipeline to dehumanization. That combination of reporting, historical context, and personal perspective makes it unusually sharp and memorable within the nonfiction treatment of far-right extremism. If you would like to support Tal Lavin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.